Good morning. You are on the Advanced Lifestyle Call. This is Mary Lou. I'm from Washington State, and we have Mary Jane from Oregon, Joe from Wichita, and Bonnie from Twin Cities, Minneapolis. Do we have anybody else on the call that would like to speak up? And also, if you just tell us your name and where you're from, that'd be great.
Good morning. Darlene from California.
Hi, Darlene from California, and I heard Monty from Washington.
Good morning, this is Steve, LaVon, just saying hi.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Hey, LaVon, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, Steve is here and probably setting us up for recording. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, just wanted to say hi. The recordings are going well, and we love the information. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you soon. For those of you that are interested, Steve, most days, I think, comes on and records these calls. And I think Monty actually kind of gives him an update or lets him know kind of what we covered, if he can figure it out. I don't know. I'm sorry, Monty.
That's the key. And I try to put it in about 8 words and try to get it. Some days I even forget to send Steve the information.
Well, anyway, we sure appreciate that service that you're both doing, Steve recording and you letting him know what we talked about. And you can get those recordings on lifestylesupport.org, correct? Monty, isn't it? Lifestylesupport.org?
Correct.
.com.
Well, wait just a minute here now. Yesterday I got at my Google's .org.
He's still here. Oh, cool.
Yeah, .org.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Goodbye.
Thanks, Steve.
I don't know why. I seem to do better when I don't know that recording's on. So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right. Do we have anyone else joining us this morning?
Morning. This is Way from California. I got a 9.
Hi, Way. So did I. I got a 9 as well. And for those that want to give their points, you certainly can do that.
Margaret from Tennessee had a 9.
Okay. Good job. I did everything right last night except, doggone it. And they just shouldn't have been in my house. But I had a handful of those silly M&Ms with peanuts on them last night before I went to bed. And I want to tell you, I feel terrible today.
No, don't do that to me, huh?
I know. Way, I think I just learned the little sugar before you go to bed thing. I didn't sleep well. And
You just like the little M&M man's running around. That's what you like.
Anyway, so if I had not done that, I would have had a 10 plus because I actually exercised twice yesterday. I did weights and my walk. So, God, Mary Lou. Anyway, there. Now I feel better because I told y'all.
Well, you know, and Mary Lou, the other thing is just look what you taught us. Now you saved us from having to do that.
Okay, good work.
See how you helped us out?
Yeah, don't do it, you guys. Believe me. In fact, these are going in the garbage. I thought, how harmful could they be? You know, we were on our walk, and we walked to the grocery store. So we went in there. We actually got delayed because the gal at the corner was talking to me about her little girl that's going to be going to a nature path because they have noticed and going to be energy tested, and she's just so excited about this new nature path that they're taking their daughter to. She's starting kindergarten, and they've noticed that many changes, different things she's eating. Well, I guess we got into a really long conversation there, and as soon as I'm done with the call, I've got to run her over the China study book. She wants to read it. She's a school teacher, and she is pretty excited. So, and the other thing is, in this little conversation, we found out that her husband has heartburn every time he eats. Well, you guys know that that's what I was going through. Those of you that have been on here for a while, and mine was directly related to the animal products because it's gone. And I think we even could have even more so been the dairy. Well, she said, I want to read that book. And then I got to tell you guys, I made a mistake. You know, I always, when I talk about the Rave book and I talk about the DVD and I say, oh, I'll even, I've got a DVD you can watch too after you finish that book. And she said, oh, you do? And I said, yes. I said, it's really, I think, quite good. I said, but there is a portion in there where they talk about, they give you plenty of warning, but there's a part in there about, you know, what they do to the animals and da-da-da. I just want you to know I'm not one of those animal activists. That's not why I'm doing this. And then I told Cy's story. LaVon is here with us today, so that's pretty great. I'm going to have some other of you speak up. But anyway, I said, I'm just not one of those animal activist people. That isn't why I'm doing it. And she said, oh, I used to be one of those. I went, oops, be careful what you say, Mary Lou. But anyway, she said, ooh, I don't want to watch that because I know what they do. I know what they do to those animals. So anyway, where was I leading? Oh, so I'm going down to the store to pick up some more fresh vegetables, and we get in there, and by now it's like 5 to 10. The store's going to close at 10 o'clock, and I walked by those M&Ms, and it said, Kalo! So I grabbed that little bag, and I'm so sorry, I did. I went in there with the right intention. There you go.
Did they taste good?
No. Well, they tasted good, Nancy, but I was just, I don't know if you were on here, but
I missed it.
Oh, I feel terrible this morning.
But how did they taste?
They tasted okay.
Did they?
Yeah. Not my favorite, not like they used to.
Sometimes they just don't taste like you're expecting.
Well, that's true. And what's left is
it doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to eat the rest.
No, mine are going in the garbage.
In the sink.
And the toilet is better.
Do you have garbage disposal?
Yeah, I have a garbage disposal.
I do that rather than the garbage.
Why? I wouldn't dig anything out of my garbage.
Okay.
My garbage is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyway. Hey, LaVon, you don't usually speak up.
I usually, I'm outside watering my plants, and I put them on mute, so that's better.
Okay. But we can't hear the water. We can't hear the water running. So it's great to have you on the call. Would you briefly give us Cy's story again?
Okay.
There's a lot of people on here that don't know.
We were given the DVD that Mary Lou referred to. Cy had come home from a heart attack, and somebody we barely knew just said, you just got to look at this DVD. And so he looked at it before I sat. And he was just thinking he needed to make a change. And he saw that DVD and he said, this is where I'm going. And so he's been meatless since March. And in 3 months, he saw a 30-pound weight loss. He feels great. Energy, unreal. He used to only could walk about a half mile because he had a little blockage in his legs at the back. They wanted to take care of him. He didn't want to have another invasive procedure, so he didn't do it. Well, now he can walk. I think we were on the cruise. He walked 3 miles one day real easily. So that has changed. He has lots of energy. His cholesterol numbers are getting better. Let's see, what else, Mary Lou?
Well, you talk about walking. He said he can run.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to run in years.
Yep, you can run too. So, he just has energy unreal.
It's
unbelievable.
So better, what did the doctor tell him when he went back in?
He went back in, let's say, I think that was end of May with symptoms, same type of symptoms he had when he had his heart attack. It was shoulder pain, neck pain going down his arm. And so he went in, and they did angiogram. He said, your heart is clear. He said you had one artery that was blocked 70% in February and it's now down to 30. Here's the message, and what they figured the shoulder pain was just muscle pain. But it did, you know, look a lot like a heart attack. He went to chiropractor and got that straightened out. But I want to tell you the meds when we left the hospital, because we told him what we were doing. And he didn't all agree with us. But the doctor came home with his list of meds. Blood rice yeast, CoQ10, continue on the same diet you're on. And he was wanting to take an aspirin a day.
And he also takes quite a bit of Ciaga, you told me. And I think
he takes Ciaga twice a day. He probably takes 4 ounces a day on that. And we do take the Jade Green Giant before every meal. And 2 before every meal. The fruits and vegetables, even though we eat lots of fruits and vegetables, we take them. We take definitely the lactoferrin every day. Fresh joint. Actually, his joint, I think he might not be taking too much joint anymore because the joint pain is totally gone. Any joint pain that he had is gone. So we pretty well take all of the product, you know.
Pardon me? You're still...
Pretty well take all of the Mimicam products we use, you know, we sleep on a sleep system. Water, of course, definitely. There's lots of optimized purified water. No.
So
he brought him to another level where Nikan had brought him, you know, he was doing really well, and then this just brought him to that next level.
Awesome.
And I went on a cruise, and I went totally meatless on this cruise, and that is a big thing for me, isn't it, Mary Lou?
Yes, it is.
Last cruise, we were on this about a steak every night, and I did no meat, I gained 2 pounds on that cruise. I really liked it.
Okay. Levon, the most people, when they go on a cruise, don't they say it's 7 to 10 pound weight gain during that week?
And you know, I think a lot of it is, I didn't take a filter system, and I had my bottle. Just with that bottle, I know I don't drink enough water. And I think that was a lot of it.
That's what several people have been saying. Plus, I know what water you do have, you retain when you're flying. So, you gained 2 pounds, you've already lost it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I know Sai said that he used to not be able to raise his shoulder above his head. That he had a real bad shoulder. I don't know what was wrong with that, but boy, he demonstrated how he can just flip that baby up in the air. And
Wow.
Amazing. Wonderful to have you on the call.
Yeah, great to be here.
Okay, anybody have any questions for Levon? I think it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Levon, what was the three, you said the list, I heard you say red rice yeast?
CoQ10.
CoQ10.
And he wants him to take an aspirin today also.
Got it, thank you.
And then, he just said continue on the diet that you're on. And what's funny is we've kind of become friends with the doctor because he says my husband is his worst patient, but his favorite patient. Because we really look into things and try to find things that are alternative to drugs, the side effects. And we can see the results. I mean, what can you say?
When I
told him when that cholesterol bracket was lower than it had been in years, and I said, hey, did you see his cholesterol? I said, and his cholesterol's really coming down. He says, I'm not even worried about his cholesterol. He says he doesn't have a heart problem.
Well, just think of those people that have, that don't know they have the clogged arteries and whatever, and just think what this diet could possibly do for them that they don't even know the problem if they really do that.
Yeah, I know it. So, really, for me, I was probably the biggest beef eater ever, and it has been relatively easy for me.
Wow.
I had family over last night, and they fixed the meat, and I tasted a little bit of it, and I ended up spitting it out because it tasted terrible. And I used to love it.
I know you did. In fact, when Cy first started eating this way, you called me a couple of times and said, I don't know. He's not eating any meat. But then later on you said, oh, shoot, I should have gotten on that quicker.
Right. I've probably been on it weight loss since 7th grade. But I've lost 15 pounds real easily on this, and I think I'm just about to 20 now.
Good.
But what I see on this is inches are just falling off. People really notice that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah, and I take the burn. I take, and so does I, and we take the cleanse. That's a very, I think that's a very important part of it, if you're looking at weight loss.
Okay. And tell us how many burn you take and when.
I take 2 burns, 3 times a day. And then and in the evening, if I've had an extra amount of food, I may take 3 of the cleanse, but basically 2.
Okay.
No. No.
And that you take before your meals, huh?
The burn, yeah.
Okay, and then how many cleanse you take?
Usually 2. Once in a while, I'll throw in 3 if I feel that I maybe ate something that I need to get moving fast.
You do that at night before you go to bed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I drink at least 2 quarts of water. I think that is very important.
What kind of water do you drink?
Primeg Optimize.
Oh, okay.
Water. Yeah.
If
I have to resort to the bottle, I do, but mostly it's from the one that hooks up the sink.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, LaVon, very, very much.
Is that gentleman on here from Memphis, Missouri today?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, why don't you tell what happened to you?
Well, I got on the vegetable, went to the vegetable program, and within 2 weeks I lost 20 pounds.
Wow!
And it may have been as short as a week. I don't know when I actually started to lose the weight, but definitely no more than 2 weeks.
Okay, what about your blood sugar?
Well, I've been ill. My blood sugar's been a little off due to that. But I did, just within 2 days, I lost like 110 points on my blood sugar. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was like, well, where's the rest of it? I've only got two numbers here. I'm supposed to have 3.
Yeah.
You know, it was just amazing.
Uh-huh.
I went from 2 something down to like 86 or something in 2 days.
Wow, that is huge.
No, unbelievable. Just charge them. Yeah.
Yes. I'm anxious to see you next time. I bet you'll look like half the person.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great dilemma. If there's less of me, am I less lovable because there's less of me to love?
I don't think so.
we won't go there, but I could. No, I don't think so. and so this must be Fritz, huh?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay, your laryngitis sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm starting to sound human again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, load up on all those products we told you about. And who was it that said that within a few doses of Siaga? That was you, Nancy, wasn't it? You gave somebody Siaga for...
Yes, okay. For the sinuses.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember Pedersen had said if you're fighting something, you can go up to 3 a day.
3 ounces a day?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
That would be minimal for me.
It's just maintenance, he said.
Yeah.
But again, that's based on, I think, a 150-pound person, too.
Okay. All right.
I just wanted to say that LaVon's story is, I think, very different, kind of backwards from most people, at least that we hear on the call, who the women get on board and then trying to get the husbands to realize the importance of it is more of a challenge for some of us.
Right. And LaVon, yeah, and LaVon's husband just by gum. You know, it was wonderful to hear him talk about it, too. And he said, you know, I feel I've been given two chances, you know, and I got to take care of myself because he had, didn't he have bypass surgery, LaVon, like 15 years ago?
Yeah, when he was 44, that would have been chapter 15.
Wow.
You know, at that time, he was having a lot of options in the can.
Okay.
I don't think the system got on everything they had then, but back then there were about 5 products.
Right.
And so, every, you know, he's adding the products to the regimen. But the whole thing was he kept contributing to the problem by eating meat. In fact, one thing he never told me was shortly prior to the heart attack, he went on the South Beach diet.
Oh, he did?
That was bad meat.
Yeah.
So, probably, he had the heart attack. We live in Illinois. He had the heart attack in Connecticut. So we were in Hartford, Connecticut, which is a wonderful hospital. he had a significant heart attack with no heart damage, and the doctor said, we just really don't know how to explain it. He should have had heart damage. And so one day I came back to the room, and there was like about 15 doctors standing around his bed, and I thought, I don't know what happened now. And they were trying to figure out how, they were just drilling him. I mean, he just that was pouring out of him, and they were just asking him all kinds of questions. What are you doing? You know, why, they were trying to figure out why he didn't have heart damage. And at the time, you know, of course, he was telling them about it, when the chem products he was on. He was not on a double dose of the Pregabalin, but he was on CoQ10 in addition to the Mucan products, and another product called Natokinase, which helps keep your blood slick. And by the way, he still is taking that. Those are two extra products he throws in there. But they were just amazed, you know. And it seemed like your American doctors were more of a, you know, you got to take this medicine. If you don't take this medicine, you're going to die. And we had one little Chinese nurse that we talked to quite a bit, and she said, you just keep doing what you're doing, don't listen to them. So she more understood what we were doing, where they just can't understand, you know. But our doctor here in Illinois is very good. I mean, what can he say? He thinks he's the result of it, you know. And he's very,
if somebody could star six, it sounds almost like we're mixing up our seeds or something.
This is Fritz again. Say, can I comment? I grabbed my glucometer, and I was 239, and 2 days later I was 85. That's 154 blood units I went down.
Uh-huh.
154 in 2 days.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And no side effects, huh?
No, in fact, I had a bowl of oatmeal this morning, and I was went to sit down, and I felt like I was full. I was going to just, I was uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah.
Just too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, is it certainly is a very, very satisfying way to eat. Now, I do think that we've got some people on the call that, you know, that we're not aware of, so I guess what we should do, I forgot to do that statement at the beginning, but I do want to say it again that this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and that the people that you've been hearing from today are a study pilot group. I know this is towards the end, but I want you to realize that this China, it all started with this China study book, and that this is the largest nutritional study ever done. There were 880 million participants. So that's why so many of us have gotten pretty excited, and then hearing results like size. And that was all, I was hearing that from LaVon about the same time that, you know, I heard about the China study. So boy, it was a no-brainer for me. I knew I needed to dig into that book. I knew I needed to watch that Rave DVD. I was begging LaVon, where'd you get that? I think I didn't even get that right away, LaVon, because you had trouble finding out how I could get it at first. And I'm so grateful for that. And so anyway, we're sure glad that you guys came across this, because, you know, we're pretty crazy about Psy ourselves, and and we're glad he's reversed his heart disease. So, and you know what, guys, the exciting thing is that, you know, we've always said, you know, we need to take control of our own health. Then I just feel like I have much more control now than I've ever had. Don't you, those of you that are on this call, knowing, having this information?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. We just feel like, well, and then yesterday hearing Monty's numbers with his cholesterol, Monty, are you there again?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you are. Would you go over those again? Because I do know, I mean, we got kind of a heart talk today, and I think it would be real nice on this recording if you'd give those cholesterol numbers again. Do you have them there? Do I have to go get my piece of paper?
I'm searching here right now, and I don't know what I did with...
You'd think we were cousins or something. I'm just checking Monty's cholesterol, like...
Hey, Barry, while you're looking for that, I just want to mention, we were on the cruise, and, you know, we were on a tour, and our tour guide mentioned that his sister had cancer. when she left for prayers for her sister because she was having surgery that day.
Yeah.
And Shara Anderson was there, and she said, you need to talk to this aunt, clean the side. So we started talking to her about the meatless diet, and she got so excited that she started having an asthma attack. So we just happened to have some minis, and I happened to have some minis in my purse, eight or two minis, sort of put them on her chest, and about 1 minute later, she said, it's unbelievable. I can breathe. What is this stuff? We ended up signing her up as a distributor in Segway, Alaska. But it all started with, we need to talk to him about this meatless diet. So it's a good way to get people to listen.
That's right.
Very easy.
Right.
Yeah, that was simple, you know.
Everybody out there knows somebody who's going through cancer problem or heart problem. You know, we run into people every single day that know somebody that's going through that. And even like the gal at the corner, you know, her little girl, we can tell a change in her just by the food, you know, different foods that she eats, and we're suspicious that it could be dairy. Oh my gosh, you know, I mean, it just seems like it's all popping up all around me, and we need to speak out. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that about Dolly, how exciting that was, and she, you've already built a bit of a relationship with her. Good job, Levon.
Yeah, this is Marty, and I went for about 213 to 167 in about a little over 60 days.
Your cholesterol dropped that much in 60
days. Yep, 46 points. Also, Anita, remember Anita was on it here yesterday, and she dropped, I think, Anita, you there?
I'm here.
What did you say? You dropped more than I did.
I went down 50 points, but
yeah,
that was over a longer period of time because I hadn't had a check since last year.
But that's okay because, you know, that's the nice thing I like about this particular program is that I, you know, is that this to me is more of a, how do I say it, the benefit of this is total health, where more so than just it's a weight loss diet.
Yeah, and don't think I probably changed from last year until I went on to the starting eating this way either, so.
Well, it again proves, you know, Fritz is another prime example. When you have figures like that, and all you do is change, and you go to a different type of a diet, and you get rid of all those dairy products and the meat products and whatever, you know, that just goes to verify that what we've been reading and looking at DVDs or whatever you as an individual are doing, you know, that you're getting a lot of great testimonies here that just the change in the diet, another way of thinking, is total health. I mean, when you can start getting those arteries cleaned up and you can start getting the blood glucose levels down and you can start, I'll tell you what happens, just because of the change of the diet without even concentrating on weight loss, you will lose weight.
Absolutely. One more time on those numbers, Monty.
It was 213, and then it dropped to 167.
Yeah.
That was 46 points in a little more than 60 days. I think it was 62 days, something like that.
Thanks.
And then I loved what LaVon said about when did she talk to Cy's doctor? Did you see his cholesterol? His cholesterol's coming down. I'm not even worried about his cholesterol. He doesn't have heart disease anymore. He's reversed his heart disease. How about that, you guys? What a profound statement and from a doctor.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. And here again, you know, we've read it for those of us that, you know, are into the China study and many other books and everything else. And it just goes to prove that, in my opinion, that just that little different way of thinking, instead of being so programmed into taking our meals and basing every meal around a protein, you know, it's just like somebody said the other day, you know, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? Oh, I'm going to have steak. I'm going to have hamburger. You know, they don't stop and say, well, we're going to have vegetables and we're going to have potatoes and we're going to have, you know, everybody when you talk to them, what is your, you know, what's your meal going to round to be? Well, it's going to be pork chops or it's going to be something like that, rather than now that just that change that thinking to make that main item in your main, in your meal, whatever it be, is to be some sort of a starch.
That's right. Absolutely. It's just getting used to it, isn't it? And it's just because we'd all gotten used to eating meat before. So
completely different way of thinking about eating.
Yeah. But I love the way, the simplicity of what Monty just said.
Oh,
the main part is your starch. And so then the rest of it, those of us that have been on the lifestyle, is really the same because we're eating our, we're just eliminating the animal and we're eating lots of fruits and veggies. Stay out of M&Ms.
just so everybody knows.
Every once in a while you have to have it just to be, you have to reinforce that you need to stay away from them.
That's absolutely yeah. right.
Well, I do want everybody to know that if you do go to lifestylesupport.org and you look up today's date, which is August the 2nd, you will see a headline that says about the headline for this particular tape will be Mary Lou's M&M results.
No, you better not.
So that would be payback. It's all about heart disease. LaVon, the heart disease and the blood fixes blood sugar and all that, Monty.
Well, I'll put that in the second FDA's letters will be size great results.
Okay.
That should balance it off.
Okay. Well, listen, we're past the half hour again. What an exciting call we had today. I sure appreciated everybody that spoke up and appreciate everybody, all of you that are on here. But does anybody have any last-minute questions or thoughts before we sign off and get on our weekend day?
I just want to add for people who may be listening but not talking, if you remember, I was concerned because initially I was gaining weight and that wasn't what I wanted at all.
Mm-hmm.
The scale has gone to the left now and it's kind of nice to watch it do that.
Yay!
It does happen. And my husband keeps saying, I'm going to gain weight eating all these, quote, starches, da-da-da-da-da. And I have been telling him, if you do gain weight, it will not be from what I am giving you.
Wow.
I'm going to piggyback on her comments, too, because I was on the Zone before, and the Zone diet, and following that religiously. And I talk about having a carb hangover, because I would, when I had too many carbs, I would like, oh, my goodness, have a hard time keeping my eyes open while I was working and maybe in front of my computer. And now I'm doing so many more carbs. And when you were talking about energy before, I just had to think, I don't have carb hangover. And that doesn't make sense to me, except that it wasn't a carb hangover. Apparently it was a protein hangover.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah, we just...
I have two housekeeping things I'd like to bring up, if I could, Mary Lou.
Sure.
Fritz, I have not received an email from you in regards to the DVD.
Okay, so, it must have not gone through. I'll do that.
Okay, do it again, and if I don't get it, then I'll give you a call tomorrow, or you can give me your number, or I'll give you my number, you can call me.
Yeah.
And also, Nancy, could you give me a call after this call, please?
Okay.
Thanks, dear.
All right. Great call, everybody. Really appreciate y'all being on here, and I think we'll go ahead now and close, and I do want to thank all of you that spoke up today and also for the Study Pilot Group and your time and your commitment to this program. And thanks to all our guests. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day. And please join us again tomorrow, Monty, Friday morning, same time, same number. And thanks a lot, you guys. Let's just make it the healthiest day we possibly can. Okay?
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.